This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, the month of May is here, and now the fun really heats up, and it's been to date a solid softball season for the North Cougars of Emily Cron, closing out April last week, blanking South in the girls' portion of the Battle of the Bypass, a 9-3 April, and doing it with an outstanding junior class, many of them that you'll hear from tonight, buoyed, of course, by the pitching of Mackenzie Ridge, a club hitting 322 through 12. The defense has been, well, rock solid the first month of the season, and now positioning themselves in a couple of weeks to battle for a Conference Indiana Championship up at Franklin Central. That'll be held on May the 14th. And then, of course, the state tournament. So lots in store as we move through this pivotal month of May. Coach Emily and the Cougs joining us tonight, kicking off the month and a high school night, if you will. A little bit later, Bloomington South girls track and field coach Tom Stokes drops in ahead of a Wednesday night's north-south duel for the boys and the girls out on the north side at the Siebold Oval. And fresh, of course, south side from its first ever Conference Indiana Championship won last week at Southport, featuring another top student athlete, female in our community, that goes to one of our city high schools, IU-bound Megan Grabowski. It's a little girls' night out tonight. North softball, South track and field, kicking off the month of May. You're listening to Sports Talk, and we are live from Yogi's tonight, along with our producers, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. All of our producers here, Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, well, the numbers are in. The polls are now closed, and Election Central 2016 lying ahead on the airwaves with our Keith Klein and Jim Inman and studio guests coming up at the top of the next hour. But mentioning numbers, well, we mentioned 9-3. Emily Cron joining us for conversation before we talk to Kinsey Ridge. And, Emily, you know, we look back, and this is your fourth year, and we kind of discussed it earlier today. You had a vision of how this team was going to kind of build itself through the years, and here you sit year four. You're off to your best start.
Yeah, it's really awesome to be a coach and have a class come in that's like our junior class and watch them to be able to grow into the players that they are today from what they started out with. And we've had a lot of wonderful role players in our junior class and some really strong starters throughout their three-year journey so far, and it's just been really amazing to watch them grow, and I feel really lucky to be able to be a part of that journey.
You know, Emily, you were a standout not only at North but at IU, and it's become more than a pitch and catch game, but it definitely helps have talent in the middle of the diamond, and you certainly have one of the top pitchers in the state. And she's only a junior, and she's along with so many of your other junior classmates here, and we're talking about Mackenzie Ridge.
Yeah, and I was really excited for her to get up here just because I knew how much she would teach me as a coach and how she was going to impact me and the way that I approach coaching and how I instructed my pitchers and catchers, and it's really been wonderful to watch her grow and her friends behind her on defense. And that's what makes Kinsey so great is, yes, she's very talented, but she's a great defense behind her that's led by our junior class.
Well, no question about that. And she's taught one thing, and that's to return batters back to the dugout in quick fashion. Most of them usually by the strikeout route, 112 already in what has been not even 12 games for her, but she's been something else. Let's bring her on here. And Kinsey, talk a little about you and I had chatted, and first of all, congratulations on a nice solid April, but talk about this junior class you're playing with now and the visions that you had at the start of the season as you're, well, now get ready for an important May.
Yeah, as we knew coming in freshman year that we were going to be the class to do it. We were going to be the class that held the team together. We knew that we would come in making an impact. And this year we really talked about having a strong team dynamic, and that really comes from us, and it really, really spreads throughout the team with our positive attitude and the way we interact with each other, because we have no seniors, so we are the seniors on our team. You know, we take responsibility for everything. I mean, we're mentors to our our freshmen, and we hope that we make an impact on their experience at North.
Well, you're certainly doing a good job, and I really enjoyed, girls, your Facebook message, you know, and that really says it all where you are right now. We are a member of a team, and embellish that a little bit, Kinsey, because you said it kind of in general, but this is a TEAM.
Yes. For us, it is a very individual sport, but it's a team sport. You know, for pitching, I produce individually, but I pitch for our team. We play for our team. We win as a team. Yeah. We lose. And we all do it together. If one person struggles, we're all struggling. But it really takes one person to keep us positive, and that spreads throughout our team, and we do a good job.
Well, you're doing an awfully good job, and as I say, still a young junior, and getting the job done in the circle with that 112 strikeouts and only 12 walks. That's got a stat that's off the charts, strikeout to walks ratio. Tell us about the story, how you got involved. How young were you when you started thinking about standing in the middle and chucking the ball to the plate?
Well, when I was little, I was forced to pitch. My team didn't have a pitcher, and okay. my dad kind of stuck me out there.
Okay.
And, I didn't take it seriously until I was about 9, and I started going to Owen Chu, and I really started to love it. You know, I loved dedicating my life to it, and I loved being that kind of anchor for a team. It just made me really happy, and I love to pitch, and it just brings me a lot of joy.
We're having, and Owen Chu and is a long-time instructor, a long-time collegiate coach, I believe. Was it UND or IUPUI?
IUPUI.
And he's been around the block a few years, and I know he's up in Mooresville. He must have had a lot of impact on that Pioneer softball team, because they've only lost one game this season. But where did you, or where have you improved from, say, your sophomore year when you really got the heat, and, you know, the first couple of years were struggles, and now you're sitting in your junior year, you're 9-3. Where have you improved between, say, last year at this time and where you are and where you're going, you know, the rest of the month?
I think for me it's my off speed. It's my off speed and a drop ball that I haven't really perfected, but I'm getting to a point where I can use it more often, and it causes batters to be a little off balance, and that really helps me out when it comes to strikeouts or groundouts and pop-ups.
Talk about last week. Of course, that's always a big setting, and we'll get some comments from the other girls. An opportunity to play at the at Andy Moore Field, and for the second year in a row, beating Bloomington South. But, you know, you're sitting with the wins and the strikeouts, and very well spoken, and we're talking with Kinsey Ridge. But talk a little about this defense behind you. And that particular game, I went out and watched it the other night, and, you know, it was 5-0 and zeros. No turnover, or no, you know, mistakes, no errors at all. But it's been kind of commonplace, hasn't it?
Yeah. We have been working really hard with our defense. We like to play a game called Defend the Island, which gets you a little more aggressive. It gets you diving and trying for balls you don't normally go for. And I think that helps us out a lot with, you know, diving for balls in a 5-6 gap, or catching foul balls that are on the fence that are huge outs for us, which helps our PC staff a lot. And it doesn't put as much pressure on us. And errorless defense is great defense.
Well, it is, and it wins a lot of games, no question about it. So Kinsey Ridge joining us, and we're going to bring a couple of girls. We're going to break here in about a minute or so, and we'll bring some of the other junior class members. And, Emily, you got excited when, Kinsey was talking about the, what was it, the drop pitch?
Yeah, the off-speed.
The off-speed pitch.
Yeah.
Why did that get you so, I mean, now how many pitches do you see Emma Alexander's the catcher, right?
Yeah,
a young freshman, and we'll get back with Kinsey in a minute about that relationship. But talk about her repertoire, and I mean, she just didn't. You got to keep hitters off balance.
That's right. She can throw six pitches very well, and over the years, as your body changes and you develop and your repertoire gets more defined, each pitch is extremely important because it keeps hitters off balance. And what we saw last year was first and second time through the lineup of our opponents, we were rocking it. But it's that third time through where they can time your speed a little bit better, where if you have that off speed that's affected, or balls that are low in the zone, they will struggle more that third time through because they've been kept off balance so much during the game. And you know, last year we talked about I have to be able to trust those pitches to call it. I should be able to call an off-speed on a 3-2 count, bases loaded situation, and you should be able to throw it. That's the kind of off-speed we need.
Well, the defense has been behind Kinsey and the rest of the North Cougars having success this spring and going to be awfully busy the rest of the week with games picking back up. Actually, they'll be playing their first games of the month of May. You know, Kinsey, talk a little about Emma Alexander. I believe she's been your primary catcher, but yet a young girl, only a freshman. How's that relationship been?
Oh, it's awesome. I've noticed Emma's work ethic from the beginning. She's a very, very hard worker, and I knew she'd do a good job for us as a team. But she's also she's just a positive influence on our team. She's well-spoken, and you know, she doesn't mind that she plays defense but doesn't hit. She doesn't mind. I mean, she's sacrificing for the team. And I just love that she works hard. I love that. Because I know when I work hard, she works hard with me.
Well, there's been a staple, and that's hard work, and a lot of other ingredients have been very positive for Emily Cron and the North Softball Queens, and they'll be playing again later in this week. We'll give you that rundown, look ahead, and talk to more of this junior class that's been excelling on the softball diamond out on the north side. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Talk tonight live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. First segment tonight being spent with a real sound softball club that plays out of Bloomington North, the Maroon and Gold, skippered by Emily Cron, and busy with Center Grove and Northview and B&L the rest of the week. And Emily, before we talk to a couple of your strong hitters in this lineup, and they're also playing so well for you defensively, Ashton Matherly and Emily Lyford, let's talk a little about the Conference Indiana setup. It's great, first of all, I think, that they went to two divisions. Really brings about, I think, the parity and more excitement to all of the sports.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. I love being able to have a tournament and showcase your talent and be able to go out and fight for a trophy rather than just looking at your records and making that the deciding factor on who wins conference. It's always fun to play in a tournament.
And by the way, the brackets came out. The tournament is a week from Saturday. It's May the 14th up at Franklin Central. You take on a team that right now leads the East, and, of course, you're tucked in behind Terre Haute South in the West. That'll be at 1 o'clock, Terre Haute South and Columbus North playing game two. But the neat thing of it is, I mean, those are only going to be the four teams playing for a title.
That's right.
So that whittles things down immensely. I think that's just great. Now, you had FC on the schedule, and we had our bout with crappy weather. Let's face it, if it was nice, it was windy and cold, and if it wasn't, it was raining.
Yep.
But other than that, you didn't play them. And then Terre Haute South, one of your three losses, and you went over there and opened up the conference. And, you know, the offense, for one of the few times, not clicking that night.
Yeah, it was just kind of a fluke night is kind of what we're calling it. And it's just every ball club on every level goes through those fluke nights where it's just a little bit off. We had a late start leaving school, and it was just we were rushed when we got up there. It was just a little different. So we just took it in stride and kept on rolling.
Emily Cron joining us. And talk to me a little about the offense, because it's been the rule rather than the exception. And
yep.
That's been just, we mentioned it right at the top, of 322 average. On-base percentage is almost 360. But before we talk to Emily and to Ashton, what's the key thread to your lineup? You take a look, you're basically looking at a lot of juniors, obviously, but you got a lot of tough outs in that lineup.
Yeah, experience, I think, plays a huge part of it in terms of their confidence when they approach the plate. They've played these opponents before. They understand, you know, they know the scouting report. They feel confident, and they love softball. They're great softball players. And when you have a passion for a sport with the experience and the confidence, it just clicks at certain times, and we're clicking right now. We just need to keep rolling with it.
Well, a young lady that's clicking at bats leadoff for you, Emily Lyford, joining us. And, Emily, welcome and congratulations. What's making this season so special? I mean, you girls, I think Kinsey joined you when she got to North, but a lot of you girls have been playing together since how young were you when you started playing softball?
As long as I've been playing softball, I've been playing with most of the juniors, so
probably around 6 years old we've been together. Ashton came in a little later, but we're all really close, and it's really cool to just see us grow as a team and as softball players.
Well, you were a tough out the other night. I think you, well, I know you played Martinsville. I think you had a great night, 4-for-4, but you're leading hitter on the team right now, 435. Talk about your offense and what were some of your goals as you set forth when the season began back in March, and here you are, 9-3. What's been some of the keys to your hitting?
I know that when I get into my own head is when I perform the worst. I have to approach my at-bats with just a clear mind and just that I'm going to go up there and hit the ball. Like, that's the goal. And, you know, you get 3 strikes to do it, so I work with that, and I just try my hardest to just make that contact and get on base for my team.
Talk a little about the team defensively, too, because you and the rest, it's more than offense. Talk about the defense that we've seen this spring.
I think that we really have grown defensively as a team. We've always been pretty solid, but this year especially with freshmen taking in important roles on our team, like, it's cool to see that we are still so strong in the field, and we're just a smart team out there, and we can try different things, run different plays, change things around. It's just neat that we're so solid defensively, and we're really stepping up our game offensively this year too.
Emily Leifer joining us, the leading hitter on this North softball team, playing a second base. The gal over on the other base, that the ball gets down there rather quickly at the hot corner, and that's Ashton Matherly. And Ashton, as a junior, getting involved, the success, this has been a grand ride. Talk a little about it, and man, you're repping the cover off the ball too.
I try my best with all those types of line drives over at third. They're pretty scary, but I get them.
Well, you had a terrific game the other night at Andy Moore. I think you had a couple of hits. You knocked in one, scored one. Talk about that experience of playing at IU, second straight year that North beat South in the regular season. What was that whole experience like?
It was really great. I love the opportunity to be able up to bat, and our team needs a run or needs a hit, and I love to be up to bat to be able to give our team that kind of chance to be up in the ball game.
Well, you're hitting over 400, and you're relishing, and I know it's just by the stats real quick, you're the leading RBI gal on this club with 15. So you like to see them out dispersed on the sacks, huh, when you come up to the plate?
Yeah, when I see those girls out there, it gives me a lot of – I love the pressure. Then when I'm up to bat and I see those girls, I'm like knowing I need to hit them in to be able to help the team.
Well, and it's a combination of a great offense and defense. You take a lot of pride playing. I mean, you know, the ball does get down there quick, doesn't it? I mean, that even in hardball, but in softball, let me tell you, it gets down there quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And you're playing well defensively like the rest. How exciting has it been taking a look at what has been April and what is going to be now May and on into June? How exciting is this to be a member and be a key cog in this North softball team?
I'm very excited for the rest of the season. I know we can get very far because we're doing very well, much better than last year. And I'm proud, and I think we can go far this year, so I'm really excited about it.
Well, Ashton, we're happy you came in, and Emily Leifert as well. We want to get a couple of other juniors, and we'll just bring them on if we'll trade. Emily, you want to take your headset off and give it to Elena Davis and also Bryn Nolding, a couple of gals that are hitting well over 300 as we continue here. And, getting back, Coach, before we get the girls all set up here, and, you know, you talk about, and again, we talk about you building the program and what have you and a vision that you had, but it is all about the memories. And when you have a team and young ladies that understand the concept,
yep.
It must be so pleasurable just to sit in the dugout and to watch the results.
I always say I have the best view of every game, and that's right on the bucket, you know, or in the third base coaching box. And when I look at our girls and primarily our junior class, I see a lot of myself and my best friends when we played more softball together, and I see those characteristics in them, and it's just neat. It's special, and it's something that all coaches get to experience, and and I'm happy that I get to experience that with this group of girls.
Well, you know, you're not a slash and dash. Well, maybe that's a good term, slash and dash. You get them on, you get them around, and you score them. You're not a big power team. You have three home runs, but young lady that's got one of them, Elena Davis, give me the time and spot and team and how far to go, and give me the feeling.
Terre Haute North,
there you go.
It was a great feeling. It was my first home run, so that was an amazing feeling. And it was a tied ball game, so getting that home run to push us in the lead was a great feeling.
What about the ride, Elena? Elena Davis joining us, along with some of the other juniors. We'll be talking to Bryn Nolding here in a second. What's this been, the experience, the ride to date? What's been the key cog? You've had good offense. You're hitting the ball well. Has it been defense or just a combination of both and throw in Kinsey Ridge for good measure, huh?
I think our whole team, how we work together, we're a really close-knit team. And I think that actually it helps us a lot because we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we can put them together to work well. So I think that's what helps us out.
Bryn Nolding joining us. And Bryn, you know, again, some of you juniors have been playing a long time. When did you get started in softball? And how about this junior bunch? Huh? It's been exciting this spring, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been really exciting, not only for me, but as a community, us being on top now, and as a team and as a whole entire community, we've just been really excited to see us grow, you know, from the bottom.
Mike, have her just bring the mic up to her just a little bit, get a little bit. But
right.
Go ahead, huh?
I started softball when I was really little when Elena joined, so I wanted to follow my best friend, and we were able to play softball together for our whole life. So.
Well, you had a great experience out at the bar the other night, had a couple of hits, knocked in a run in that shutout, but there's bigger fish to fry. We mentioned the Conference Indiana setup in a couple of weeks. The goals that you guys have set are still out there. Talk a little about how attainable that could be if you just, you know, stay in stride and do what you've been doing.
I definitely feel as the junior class kind of driving the bus, as Coach Khan always says, we're able to attain like any goals that we set our mind to.
Well, they have indeed, and we thank Bryn and Elena for coming on, the rest of the junior class. It's been neat. Thanks, girls. I really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of this week. Your first game's in May. You're 9-3, so get back at it and do what you do well, and that's play a winning Cougar softball. And who knows what might bring Emily, and that's what's so exciting about, you know, what's up, the postseason, the conference tournament, so much out there.
That's right, and you just never know what can happen, so you just got to keep working hard, and, you know, we set goals 3 weeks at a time, and so they can be obtainable, and just small strides and paying attention to the little things over time makes huge impacts on a team and a program.
So. Well, you've done a great job, and thanks for coming in with you and the fans and the girls, and it won't be the last time, and it's been fun.
Yes.
Best of luck to you the rest of the month and on into conference tournament and the state tournament. Emily Cron joining us, and when we come back, we'll continue along a great high school night because, as I mentioned, it is girls' night out. And up next, well, they have their goals set on a lot of medals, and they've already racked up a few. And they've racked up a Conference Indiana championship that they've never had at Bloomington South. And we're talking about Tom Stokes Speedy, Bloomington South girls track and field team, inching toward the top 10 in the state. We'll talk with the coach. We'll talk with the girls when we come back, continuing our girls' night out here at Yogi's. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from the corner of 10th and Indiana. Well, we talked to and we thank Emily Cron and her North softball Cougars. Wish them the best the rest of the year, and we wish the South Panthers the very best. Sitting in, Tom Stokes, who took over the reign of the girls a few years ago. And Tom, and we'll talk with Megan Grabowski here in a second. They like to call her a seven-speed Grabowski from what I hear. I have only one speed, and that's very slow. But we won't go there because this is all about the girls, Tom, and you have to be so proud of what was accomplished last Friday night at Southport, bringing home for the first time ever for the ladies a Conference Indiana title. How super and neat was that?
It was great. You know, it was. I did not know it was our first conference title until I read it in the newspaper. So it kind of makes it even more special for these young ladies that they were able to bring the conference title home. And it's great. You know, I say it's like I spent the whole day pretty much being a cheerleader because they knew what to do and they went to compete and they did the job and they did it well. And that's why, you know, we came home with the title.
You did indeed, and, you know, it's just been, and since you've been the head coach, and we've had you on at studio, and now I believe this is the first time we've had you on live here at Yogi's on the show, but it's been a team that has scored at the state. It has been a team that relies on its speed. How speedy is this team? Has it been so far, and how fast can it get better?
Well, maybe we should ask them, because they'll hear it from me all the time. I think we can be faster. So, I mean, we...
We hear it from the coach first, and then we'll see if the girls concur.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think records are still falling this year.
Oh, yeah.
And more will fall. We had a fast 400 relay at conference, but we had two almost disastrous but slow handoffs. And if we had good handoffs, you know, we would be probably one of the top teams in the state. So we're ranked fourth with that. So we still have a lot of speed left.
Well, we're going to talk to a young lady that, well, we remember when she broke in as a, just, well, her future out in front of her still is at the next level. But we're talking about Megan Grabowski even when she was a freshman. But, you know, Tom, there's an old saying, you win with seniors, and your squad is chock full of them, and,
oh, yeah,
and they're all high quality. Talk about the leadership and about these young ladies that have been competing now for you a number of years.
Well, what's great is that we have seniors in place in every part of our track team. So we have Megan and Sydney's leading the sprints. We have Amanda Coleman that's leading the hurlers. And Emily Finley in the pole vault is doing great. Ellen Richards is here. She's been, you know, the mom of all of our 400 runners. And so she's here, and I'm so glad that she got on. We got a record in that 1600 relay. So I even told these kids that when I got text messages and emails from former athletes congratulating me, and Christina Elliott, who graduated last year, said, you know, congratulations, this has been my goal for 4 years. And I said, well, you're still part of this championship because the team we have now, you were the people they looked up to develop them.
Laid the foundation.
Who they are now. So these guys are laying down the foundation for the younger ones, and we got three of them here.
Well,
and
Malika Cummings is another one that certainly has fit the puzzle part, if you will,
right,
if there was a puzzle to piece together, taking over and stepping up when Emily Maroney graduated, and she's competing now and competing well at Butler, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's doing great at Butler, and that's nice to see for her, too. So.
Well, we'll want to talk and spend some time with a young girl that has been, and we'll get back with Tom Stokes here in a second, Megan Grabowski joining us. And, Megan, just talk a little about the ride thus far. First of all, belated congratulations on winning the Conference Indiana Championship. But what's the spring meant to you to date with this, a lot of your senior classmates' final time around?
It's been really fun. Our senior class has become really close this year, so the past couple meets have been really fun. Especially winning the conference title had been our goal since the beginning of the year, because our school has never won it, so we get a flag in our school, like, saying that. So that was a big goal.
Well, I was going to ask Coach, but I'll ask you, and there was a story behind the mile relay quartet, the classic championship, and what do you do? Take me through that. Each class represents a team, or how's that work?
Yeah, so it was our Martinsville meet. Each class, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, has a 4x4 team. And so our 4x4 team, Sydney and I decided that we were going to run it, and it turned out really well. It was Sydney, Ellen, Amanda Coleman, and I running that one.
And when it was all set, go ahead, Tom.
They were 4 seconds off the school record.
Well, I know you ran a 4:02, and that was earlier in the spring against Brown County. Over there. And then you took care of business at Southport on Friday night with Cameron Lean and Sydney Bamba.
Yes, Sydney, Ellen, and Megan and Cameron.
So. We've had Sydney on so many times in so many sports, you know. We'll get to her in a second. Megan, you've been quick out of the blocks. You know, we had a chance to kind of chat with you last spring. You were second in the state both in both sprints, 100 and 200. So I know what your goals are on down. There's a pot of gold at the end, but you have so much left here in the spring. Talk about your development and where you've gotten better and where you are to date and moving forward.
I've definitely, the 400 has actually really helped my 200 and 100. Towards the end of my race, I think, was my struggle point was maintaining the speed or getting faster towards the end. But through the 400, I've become stronger in that aspect of the race. And my block starts have gotten a little better, but still definitely need some work.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that 100-meter mark of 11.7. That's a school mark. But 24.5 kind of turned my head the other day. That broke, I think, a 16-year or 11-year. It was a double-digit mark that had stood in the conference, 24.5. Talk about the 200 and how good it's been to you this year.
It has been really good to me this year. That 24.5 was pure, like, when around competition, that really helps me get going because I'm a competitor and I do not like to lose. So that's helped me get to this 24.5.
You know, you brought that up, and there was a girl that beat you in both. Who was that girl?
Lena Irby.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you
shift around the wheel. And just, you know, that's how we want to run that 200.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
I tell you what. Hey, big duel tomorrow. I mean, we talk about what's out there in front of you. You know, we've got the state tournament series a little bit later. Talk about this rematch with, you know, Bloomington North at the Siebel track tomorrow. What are you kind of looking at?
I'm just going out there and competing against – just going out in our normal races. Well, we're switching it up a little bit, but
– okay.
Just – Well, it's a fun competition.
It'll be fun.
It's a fun meet.
It'll be fun competition. How much of a burden was lifted off your shoulders when you made that college selection? And we're just tickled you're going to stay and compete for Coach Ron Helmer at IU. How much of a burden, if it was a burden at all, did you have that all the way in the back of your mind, the program and how he's developed and brought it along?
Yeah, it was definitely the weight lifted off my shoulders when I decided.
A 47.6 is just the fire. Ain't nothing wrong with the 4.02 and the 4x4. How faster can you go, or do you envision yourself going?
I definitely envision myself going faster. My goal is to better my marks throughout the rest of the season and hopefully get that blue medal around my neck.
Well, and we got a real good vision that there will be many medals hung around the necks of the girls. Megan, thanks for your conversation. Bring Ellen Richards over. What is she, the mother of the relays? Or
the 400 runners.
The 400 runners. they all sit down.
Okay, on our mile relay team, we have three seniors. We have Sydney Bamba, Megan Grabowski, and Ellen Richards, and then Cameron Lean, who's a junior.
Ellen, we'll start with you and talk a little about the spring to date and your season in particular and the quickness with which you girls are getting the job done out on the track. It has to be exciting, especially your senior year. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's just been great. We're going out there doing the same stuff as usual, getting work done.
Talk a little about this this new record that you have in store. Second time you guys have run a 4.02. Take us back to last Friday night and how it all unfolded and how you guys got the job done.
Well, we knew that it would be a really strong competition from the seed times, and so we knew that we would have to compete really, really hard, and I think every single one of us did that.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Welcome back, everyone, to Yogi's Grill and Bar. It is Sports Talk, interrupted a couple of times beyond our control, but we're talking South Track and Field, the girls' side of things with Tom Stokes and his girls. We were talking with Cameron Lean. Cameron, how special has this been for you, being a junior in a senior-dominated class, to have the success that you're enjoying this year?
Well, it's, like, really cool with, like, working with all the seniors because I've worked with them the past 3 years, and it's nice to see them do so well. And, you know, having their support. And so it's just been really cool overall.
Well, I know every girl has a different opinion, but how neat was it to win the Conference Indiana Championship? Bring it back home, huh?
It was really awesome.
That was a nice bus ride home, wasn't it?
It was. I had pasta salad, so.
You didn't get anything, huh?
No.
Cindy Bamba, welcome back.
Hi,
getting
thank
to be
you.
A, getting to be a regular. I tell you what, Coach telling me you're owning the third curd?
Third quarter.
Yeah.
We're going to put a plaque on the third quarter. This is Bamba's corner.
Just put CB or the time on
yes.
there. Cynthia, it's great to see you excelling and having a great spring. How neat has it been, developing yourself and getting to the point where you are right now?
I mean, it's been great. I mean, I really haven't, changed anything that much. I guess just, growing through, this program and going through it, I guess, the second year has just made me a better runner and a better athlete.
And your work in the weight room.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Work in the weight room, too. Isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Been in a weights class all throughout this year.
Go ahead, Megan.
Sydney is extremely strong. I just felt like everyone should know that. She is really strong.
Thank
Strongest
you.
Girl on our team.
Thank you for that. And also, not saying she's bulked, but, she's getting the job done, and she's hasn't lost her speed. I'll guarantee you that. How have you kept your speed? You're getting quicker like the rest of your mates. What's going on down there on the south side?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really know what to say. I mean, the only thing that's really changed is, the weights class. I think it's made me stronger. It's helped me with endurance maybe a little bit, just to, be able to keep up, I don't know, the weight or something. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, I mean, and all the training that I've been doing is helping a lot.
Well, you've got a lot out in front of you. Of course, the duel tomorrow night, but the state tournament series. How excited are you as a class now? And you've been there before on the big stage. So what are the expectations?
I mean, honestly, right now, I have high expectations for our team. We've all worked very hard to get where we are now, and we're all getting better. I don't really know, honestly, what to expect, but I think as a team we're growing and just getting better every day.
Well, that's the way to be, and we appreciate it, y'all, for coming on. And I'm going to beg, hopefully, for a couple of extra minutes since we went off the air for a little bit, and take things to about 7:05 until
we have
the.
Hey, Joe, we have election coverage. We can't do that.
We can't do that, I've been told. We have election coverage coming up at 7 o'clock. So, well, we didn't get a couple of girls on that we didn't want to. Who's here?
Addie Gowan and Malika Cummings are sitting right over here. So they're the young puppies on the team. They're the 10th graders.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think we're going to have time to get either one of them on due to our technical difficulties. So I tell you what, those two will get top billing. When you win the sectional, have you back in. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tom, thanks for helping us out, my man. Well, we got to go, and keep in mind that Jim Inman and Keith Klein standing by at 7. Election Central taking you up till 10 o'clock. We beg your indulgence for the problems we had. That's been the exception to the rule. North and South in the track meet tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6. Reds back on the radio Thursday, Friday, and Saturday against Milwaukee at home. Big IU graduation. Indiana, Minnesota on the big screen here, and a key Big Ten baseball series as well. So, again, our congratulations and our thank you to Emily Cron, the North softball queens, and also to the Bloomington South girls. Don't forget Mother's Day brunch buffet 10 until 3 on Mother's Day. Have a great week. Election Central coming up next. Good night from Yogi's.